Lance Metal, Paul Dottino here with you on Giants.com. It is time for the latest mailbag as we put Paul Dottino to the test. All right, Paul, here comes question number one on Twitter from @OhioSparrow. Question is, what did you think of the offensive line's play against the Baltimore Ravens?
Well, let's consider first that Eli Manning threw the ball nearly 50 times in the game, and he did not get beaten up. So that's a good thing. And then what happens as a result of that? He hits a bunch of timing routes, slants, they go for big plays, and the Giants win the game, including a 4th-and-1 completion to Odell Beckham Jr. That is all good. You'd like to score a touchdown in the red zone on a 1st-and-goal from the 1. You'd like to get more rushing yards, but the Giants more than balanced their out with the big passing game.
Considering the Baltimore Ravens' defensive line was so physical, Paul, the fact that they kept Terrell Suggs in check to just one sack certainly speaks volumes of the offensive line's play. All right, here comes question number two. It comes from @FNonTerra1. How does the team solve its short yardage issues?
Well, you got a couple of things you can do. You can go with a jumbo package for sure. Another thing you can do is something schematically. Don't know if I necessarily go with the unbalanced line, but that's something you could do as an option. And then, of course, the other one is simply go with the guys you have and just power block better. Just, you know, mano a mano, win your one-on-one matchups. That's always the easiest way to go.
That is the latest edition of the Giants Mailbag. For Paul Dottino, I'm Lance Meadow.